Hour. My name is Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget?
Getting time to go. Thank you.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on top of Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam people, as well as many other nations who have touched this land and made it their home for a very, very long time. I'm Robin, and it's been a long time since I've been with you here in the studio. Not because I don't love and appreciate you out there, but I broke my leg 2 months ago, and I've been, you know, on my couch, letting it heal. And this is my first trip back up here since the beginning of March, when I got waylaid unexpectedly. So the song that we heard to start off the program, although thematically not exactly but the title was called Simply Going Sideways. And indeed, when I slipped and fell on the black ice, it simply made my life go sideways for a little while. So here I am back live in the studio, and have a bunch of great music to play for you. Some new material that's been both recommended to me by the music coordinator here, as well as some other stuff that I've just stumbled upon, and a sprinkling of some old faves. So stick around. We're gonna have a journey through a little bit of old-time bluegrass and acoustic-sounding tunes. Kicking us off on this next set is an artist, Nico Paolo, and a track that they do called Wild Mountain Time here on Roots and Berries.
Oh, the summertime has come, and the trees are sweetly turning. The wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, let's go, and we'll all go together to pull. Bower of my dearie.
is high. It's a place Mother Nature takes all her children. None are more willing than I. Sitting on rocks down by the river, feeling the powers that be. You can howl at the moon, wade the deep water. There's no place dream of. If your heart needs healing, go down to the river and quietly sit on the shore. You'll feel her run through you to mend and renew you. You'll feel life like never.
Lucy was harvest day queen, and she danced through everyone's dreams. The moon in creation was herself overtaken, and from above cast her love for all to see. Jacob was a man about town, a lover of faithless renown. Though his heart was another's, he swore he would love her. They wed one night in the sight of the moon. Shine, moon, show me a scene. Lord knows the sorrow she's seen. lovers paddle soft in the night. A stolen heart and a bottle of wine. And the sky pulls a blanket over their banquet. The moon, she finds a parted blind in the cloud. Lucy tracks their trail through the trees. Hunting after heartache, she through the crack in the cover, she soon spies the lovers, for there they lie undisguised by the moon. Now Lucy, bewildered by grief, gives herself up to the deep. A daughter hides her face from the gaze of the moon. Shine, moon, show me a scene. Lord knows the sorrow she has seen. Jacob steals home in the dark. In the hallway up his heart, he climbs up the stair, and awaiting him there, where his wife had been, a silver beam fills the bed. Jacob flees deep in the pines, and wherever he tarries, she shines. A light in the heavens, seeking her vengeance, Jake remains wide awake to his shame. Lifetime of vagabond dread, shortened by demons she fed, driven to madness he seeks out the blackness, which he finds in a mind made of coal. Alone in the darkness at last, he hastens with a match. In the cold dust explosion, a narrow shaft opens. Forevermore, a ghostly glow lights his bones.
You're listening to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the top of Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University. I'm Robin, I'm your host, and I am here live with you after a little bit of a hiatus due to me breaking my leg and not being able to go very far. Before I tell you what we heard in that set and let you know where we're going next, I have a little poem for you. And admittedly, poetry is not my strongest suit, but it comes from the heart. You are the reason, the raison d'etre, roots ground music to fruit something juicy, bursting oral florals bloom. Waltz with me in 3/4 time. Hum harmonies in tune. Rhythmic refrains come back around. Thank you for being here, my constant companion, fellow lover of the bright and beautiful banjo. Our weekly one-hour dance, accompanied by fiddle, guitar, mandolin, a smile, a wink, and a curtsy from me to you. And indeed, we heard a waltz in that set. It was called The Jelly from Canadian artist Jeff McKenzie from the album Drugstore Novel. And Jenny Lester before that, a track called The River, Mother Nature, and Me. That's off of an album called Friends Like You. And Jenny Lester, one of the things that is really cool about what she does is she's got this hillbilly bluegrass choir, and it's basically a workshop where you can come for 3 days, dive into harmony singing and playing bluegrass instruments. All levels are welcome, like all levels of experience are welcome, and you just dig in and go for it. So the Hillbilly Bluegrass Choir Band happens in various places across the province, but it's happening in Coombs on Vancouver Island. The end of July, first week end of August, in conjunction with the Bluegrass Festival that happens there. And so you can go to the camp, the Hillbilly Bluegrass Choir Band camp, from August 1st to 3rd, and then you can stay for the festival August 4th to 6th and have a full 6 days of immersion in wonderful bluegrass playing, singing, listening, indulgences of all the sorts. You can find out more information about that on the old interweb if you search for the Hillbilly Bluegrass Choir Band in Coombs, and you'll get the information there. Bella Fleck, who, you know, in banjo circles, definitely does not require any kind of introduction. He's played for a long time all the genres on the banjo that you could possibly imagine. He's really, you know, taken the instrument into territory that has been outside of the traditional, to say the least. And he's released a new album where there is you know, some real rambling on the banjo, and some rambling with symphony orchestra, as well as some solo stuff. It's called Rhapsody in Blue, and we're going to hear the track from that album that is sort of the same name of as the album. It's called Rhapsody in Blues with the S in parentheses to start off this next set here on Roots and Berries.